Wendy, I've told you this. I've mentioned it on the air. There's a sandwich place in Evanston, Soul Witch, that experiments more than any other restaurant I've ever been to. And every time I go in there, I don't always try something new because there's one particular sandwich that is the best sandwich I've ever had. I almost always go with that. But I've never been disappointed.
Is this the sandwich where you don't like carrots and you didn't want carrots and the owner said, just please try it with carrots, and it turned you into a believer?
Ash Patel is here. Yes. To answer your question, yes. Ash Patel is here, owner and proprietor of Soul Witch in Evanston. Ash, I've told the story on the air. I don't want to embarrass you, but I don't even know if you'll remember this. Several months ago, my wife and I came in. We ordered some food. I was going to order this ginger pork sandwich that is the best sandwich I've ever had in my life. And I said to your wife, who was working the counter, no carrots, please. And you were sitting at a table, and you jumped up, and you said, no. You have to have the carrots. That's what makes the sandwich.
I do remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah. We try to make sure everything works together, and it's like one part of the equation. If you take it out, it takes away. So that was the essence of what I told you.
And you said, and it's so true, I didn't even think about it. He goes, you won't even taste that. It's for consistency. You get some crunch to it that you need to make the sandwich work. And it was so good. I called you up that night and I said, I apologize. You're right. You know what you're doing. It's that good.
I remember. Yep. Now all we got to do is get you to eat cucumbers.
Can't do that.
You don't eat cucumbers? What is wrong with you?
I can't do that. Every time I call up and I order, whoever's taking the order goes, you're the guy without the cucumbers, right? Yeah, that's me. All right.
See, but you need the cucumbers, I thought, to make this mixture perfect. How can you let them have... Well, no cucumbers on the creation.
We have to overlook certain aspects. You know.
I just like in the day and age where the customer is always right, that you, the owner, would jump up and go, not here. You're getting the carrots, whether you like them or not.
We try to be different. So that's like the essential part of the sandwich. It kind of makes everything coalesce together.
Yep. What was the origin? Why did you decide it's time to open up a restaurant? What was going on behind the scenes?
My wife is a avid cook, and she loves to make different things all the time. Mm-hmm. And we were at a sandwich shop in San Francisco, and she said, "Let's try this."
But there's a couple of ways to go with this. You can open up a sandwich shop that's doing what other sandwich shops are doing, or you can do what you're doing, and that's experiment and try new things.
Yeah, you know. I mean, the thing is, if you're making the same thing as everybody else, what makes you want to go to your place?
Right.
You have to do something innovative or different or something that nobody else is doing.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to do that. We're trying to extend our menu right now and add a few things. We're doing Malaysian Pirata tacos. We've been doing them at Northwestern for about a couple of years, and they've been a big hit. We do it at Kellogg on a Tuesday, and it's really taken off. So,
what kind of taco?
It's Malaysian Pirata. It's a cross. The Pirata is a cross between a croissant and like a tortilla. It's really flaky, and it's got a real interesting flakiness about it. You know, corn tortillas just don't do it, and flour tortillas just don't do it for me. So we wanted to do something different, and this really adds a nice textural feel to it. And we're doing a different kind of proteins with it.
All right, but some strange combinations, not bad, but different combinations. What is on this particular thing? Because I see radishes. I love radishes. I might be alone in this. I love them.
We've done a slaw that's an Asian slaw. It's got soy sauce, fresh garlic, rice vinegar, de-seeded jalapenos, and red onions. So it adds a different texture. And
I have to ask you, were you just trying to come up with something with things you had left in the kitchen? Because it just seems weird that like all these things are thrown together, yet Bill has claimed how magical the combinations are.
Well, we've been working on certain things, and it's taken us like 6 months to get there because we're not satisfied with it, or it just doesn't have the right kind of... You know, it doesn't have the right kind of taste to it or the right kind of texture, because That's the most important thing, is to get it right, just not to put it out there. I mean, we're slower than the government on certain things.
That says a lot. So what's that process like, Ash? You sit down, your wife sits down, do you bring in other people? Do you say, what if we did a little more of this?
No, it's just me and her. We'll go to a restaurant, we'll try somebody's food. We've tried restaurants all over Chicago, and we'll say, you know, we could improve that, or we could do something different. We only try to do something that we're going to be successful at. I mean, we don't have a culinary background.
See, so that's the part that confuses me, because I was sure, after visiting a couple times, that had to be the background. There's just too much going on for that not to be. I'm amazed.
The culinary genius is my wife. She knows what she's doing, so she has a better insight with the taste and everything.
Yeah.
But I love to eat, so I add the feedback.
That's a perfect combination, isn't it?
The key is to not invite me to any of these things, because as soon as you'd say radishes or cucumbers, I'd go, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have that.
You know, it's like when you draw a picture, you want to make sure that you have like right texture and the right color.
Yeah.
And so that it's not the main focus, the vegetables, like the radish is not the main focus, but it adds a little, you know, a little twang at the end
right.
of it.
Right.
But you should treat Bill like a little kid and say, you have to try it our way first, at least one bite, and then if you don't like it, you can take it off. That's how you should treat him when he comes in.
Well, we're a little fascist. We tell him you have to do it this way.
But no, you were nice. You said, if you try the carrots, then I'll give you a choo-choo. And I said, oh, I would love a choo-choo. All right. That would be a fun thing to have. What has been the biggest surprise so far? The restaurant's been there, Soul Witch, and has been in Evanston for how long now?
3 years. It was 3 years this past January.
Congratulations. What's been the biggest surprise for you guys since you opened up?
We've got a lot of positive feedback. A lot of people are diehard customers, and we get a lot of people that come once a week, twice a week.
How about
that? We had a guy that used to come 3-4 times a week before he moved to Indianapolis.
Wow.
So do you just send things on dry ice to him?
Well, he called me to say he was coming back to move his to move the rest of his apartment. And I invited him over. I said, make sure that you stop by. It was on me.
Because, that's so nice.
What's your most popular sandwich over there?
We do Indonesian barbecue. We make a barbecue sauce that's a little bit different than anybody else's. It's got a soy component to it. So it's got fresh garlic in it and fresh ginger.
Everything is amazingly fresh. That's one of the things I always admire in what you guys do. You can taste how fresh everything is.
Is there a fig sandwich on the
menu? We do a paneer fig sandwich.
When's the last time you had a fig sandwich?
When my grandfather had four fig trees in his backyard really? A million years
so
ago.
We do goat cheese, slow-cooked mission figs with balsamic reduction and brown sugar, and there's a couple other cinnamon.
How about that?
See, how do you know to do all that? Man, that's
it's
pretty
just
amazing.
Trial and error, right?
Well, it's my wife. That's the secret weapon.
How about the milk dud salad?
Milk.
All right, that might have just been a dream I had.
Don't
wouldn't it
Bill
be fun?
Put anything on
that
your menu,
that would be a
please,
good thing
Ash.
To have, the milk dud salad. Wendy came up with this rule, Ash, that I love, which is anytime, and you were kind enough to bring in some food, and we're going to try that in a little bit. And these are the Malaysian tacos, correct?
Right.
Is that what you brought in? Wendy said it's not fair that just us here on the show get to eat, but listeners get to somehow benefit as well. What can you do for the listeners who are listening and want to try the food over at Soul Witch?
We can do a...
Did we talk about this before?
Oh, I hope so. Was this discussed prior to? Kevin talked
about something about...
Should we take a break and decide?
Yeah, let's do that. Give you a minute to think about this.
Yeah, I had this idea, but I thought it maybe should be worked out before we put the guest on the spot.
You make a very good, that's a very good point that Wendy has made, Ash. Think about it a little bit. We want the listeners to benefit in some way, shape, or form. We'll figure something out for you. Soul Witch in Evanston, located where?
1634 Orrington, half a block south of the Orrington Hotel.
Easy to get to. Yep. Plenty of parking nearby.
Website?
Further street. The street parking, and it's www.soulwitch.com.
All right, good. .net. We'll figure out what we've got for you in just a little bit from Soul Witch in Evanston. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, along with Ash Patel, owner and proprietor of Soul Witch in downtown Evanston. If you like sandwiches and you like to experiment a little bit with your food and get really fresh, delicious food at an incredibly low price, here's what you need to do. Visit Soul Witch in Evanston. Wendy is trying the Malaysian tacos, the Malaysian parada tacos. New to the menu. They're already there, Ash, or not yet?
Soon
to be on the menu. Your thoughts?
There is a flavor party going on in my mouth right now. I mean, just all these things, slaw, jalapenos, radishes. I think I'm doing the pork one. Am I tasting some kind of a gingery soy sauce thing?
We got a Thai chimichurri sauce for that.
And that has to be spicy, right? Is that a little on the spicy side?
No. It's a combination of Thai basil, parsley, and cilantro.
Wow. I'm tasting it. There's a zing, but not like a hotness.
Yeah.
Again, flavor party going on in my mouth.
Ash, we've discussed the terms of this agreement, and everything seems to be in order. This is a very, very generous agreement for anybody who mentions that you heard you here on our show, on the Bill and Wendy Show on WGN. Over the next week, they come into Soul Witch in Evanston. They get 20% off?
That is right.
Wow. That's fantastic. I'm going to wear a disguise. I'll be in every day this week.
There you go.
You'll go, hey, there's a pirate in here. Where have you been, sir? Well, I heard you on the radio. When you say it's coming up this week, and I think you already mentioned there's been months of planning for these, what finally gelled that you said, now we've got it? What ingredient was added that you go, now we found the secret ingredient?
We just started doing tacos over at the Kellogg School of Business on a Tuesday, and the response has been pretty good. The response has been outstanding.
Good.
So and we had a lot of those customers come back and say, hey, you need to add those to the menu.
Yeah.
So we originally didn't want to make our menu very complicated, just really simple, but we're going to make it a little bit more complicated.
Good. You got to try to take some chances.
Ash, do you have any plans to open up another location? Because I'm telling you, Evanston couldn't be farther away from me.
Well, soon as we get sales going.
Then you'll branch out maybe a little bit more after that.
Yeah, so unique, so different.
Yeah.
I mean, just something you're coloring outside the lines. That's what you're doing.
We're trying to be more innovative. Trying to outside of the normal burger and hot dogs. Nothing wrong with burgers and hot dogs.
No, of course not.
They serve a purpose for sure.
But every time we've been there, I come in with my wife, usually sometimes one or two of my daughters. The comment is always the same. We've never tasted anything like this. Everything you guys put together there is incomparable with anything we've ever had.
We're trying to do something that nobody's tasted here in Chicago. Yeah. Or trying to do something a little bit different because, it at the end of the day, it can get a little boring to eat the same old, same old.
Of course.
Absolutely. And why don't you mention your wife's name?
Give her Bhavni.
Bhavni
Patel.
Yep.
Give her some credit because she's
the actual genius.
And Ash Patel as well. You guys have figured out this special. Why don't you repeat it? And thank you so much for your creativity.
Oh, it's so good. For this week, when you visit Soul Witch in Evanston, and give the address again, Ash, because I don't
know. That is at 1634 Orrington, and it's on the same side as the Orrington Hotel, just a half a block down.
When you come in to Soul Witch anytime this week, just mention that you heard us talking about the delicious food over at Soul Witch, and Ash will give you 20% off. Boy, is that a generous offer. And I need to make a recommendation. You guys have a series of all-natural sodas. I'm a grapefruit fan, so I always go with the grapefruit. But that really caps off any meal, all the strange, unusual.
Yeah, we try to get away from anything that's got high corn fructose syrup in it or isn't natural. We're trying to go with more of a natural. And these are smaller soda companies. We, even though we have Mexican Coke and Diet Coke because
the sugar.
Well, the Mexican Coke, right? Yeah, the Mexican Coke. But we didn't want to originally keep Coke products because they're just so huge and we give small companies a little bit more exposure. But, we couldn't do anything. Customers kept on demanding that we
carry. The real thing.
Right. They've been popular for quite a while. They know what they're doing.
But some of these craft sodas that are out there are really they're really good for you as far as they don't have additives, and the taste is different.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
The experience is always good. I've been talking about your restaurant for quite a while, ever since I first came in, and the fact that you forced me to eat carrots against my will, and I thanked you for it.
I'm going to pack the car up and take the long drive to Evanston.
It's worth it. It's so worth it. Visit Soulwich in Evanston, and Ash, give out a phone number, too, if people want to call in advance.
847-328-2222.
Perfect. Thank you for coming up.
Thank
and for
you
bringing
very
the,
much.
The fantastic food. Again, that's Ash Patel with Soulwich in Evanston. Stick around. We have a lot more show for you next. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder right here at WGN.
Thanks, Ash.